Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. And Fred, how are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to
get my chair
adjusted over here. If I disappear on you folks, you'll understand why.
Yeah, well, you could disappear a little bit, but we got chairs that we can put in here today. We got a lot to talk about on the show today, everybody. This is the show. We got a brand new set that we've been putting together here on the broadcast, and it's a pretty interesting setup we got for you. We got the chat room open for you on Facebook Live. We're on the Roku. We're on YouTube. We're on everywhere. And plus, we're on Sirius XM. We're on Sports Byline. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So we got a lot of good stuff here that we're talking about on the broadcast today. And it's good to have you with us here. And now, once again, the one and only Fred Dreyer. There you go, Fred. Now we can see you.
I think
you.
I'm up to task now, here, ladies and gentlemen.
Really
thanks
great.
So very much. We got a lot of stuff to talk
about. Can we get your water
about.
Bottle out of the picture there, possibly? Can you move that there to the side?
I'm right on the edge, right on the
edge. Farther. Throw it out of there even a little more. No, we don't want the water bottle in there. There you go. Watch that. Stick it behind me there. Oh, it looks good.
There you go.
Good.
What were we talking about?
We have
lots to talk about. Baseball is alive and well.
Thanks for being with us, everybody. Yeah, the show's over.
The Dodgers are trying to figure out who's on their team and who isn't. For the most part, the biggest story in baseball is who will sign Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers have to sign him, in my view.
Really?
In my
you're
view.
You're putting it on the line, huh?
I'm putting it on the line, yeah.
Okay, let's find out what's going on.
You know, if you're in the business of signing these superstars to a lot of money and a lot of years, it's like 7, 8, 9 years, 8 years, you know, $250 million. And so what you need to do is you got to have a replacement. And if you don't have it in your organization, you got to go out and get it, either in a trade or you have to go out and get it. In a free agent market, which
hang
we
in
have
there.
Today.
We're coming back with more here in the Sports Lodge. Don't go wandering off. We'll be right back.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our program. Guy leaning in here and encroaching me a little bit, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So baseball is getting around, and you know, they're still trying to sign players, and we're going to be talking about that here in just a little bit. But the Dodgers, surprisingly, have added a bunch of new broadcasters. Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, they got a bunch of new people that are joining up on the squad there, and it's surprising additions on there. They've got Adrian Gonzalez is going to be doing stuff for them. They've got, who else is going to be there?
They're doing segments.
Well, I don't know. He's going to be in the broadcast booth as a commentator, like with Oral Hershiser and Nomar Garciaparra. Eric Karros is going to be doing some time in there with the Dodgers family in there. Who else is coming in there that they're welcoming in? They got a lot of old faces, new faces that are joining them, and Jessica Mendoza is going to be rotating in there. Joe Davis is still going to be there. Yeah, he'll be the main broadcaster.
What about Oral?
Oral is still there as well. I don't know. They didn't mention Ned Colletti, but hopefully he'll still be back. Dontrell Willis is going to be joining the Dodgers.
The A-Train.
Yeah, the 2003 World Series champion. He was a former, I think, Rookie of the Year in the there. And Adrian Gonzalez is happy to be back with it. Eric Karras will be great. I like him. So they've added about, I don't know, it's like 10 announcers. Where's the cash coming from here?
Well, wait a minute.
We're trying to get a first baseman, and they're hiring announcers.
There's not enough innings. I mean,
maybe,
how many people? It's about six people you just talked about.
I did mention that.
Are they going to come in for one inning apiece? Like a bad bullpen?
Yeah, well, the Spanish broadcaster is going to be, Jaime Harin is retiring. I think this is his last year. So I can understand Jose Mota coming in on the Spanish side to kind of take over a little bit there along with the Fernando Valenzuela. That makes some sense. But they're adding a lot more commentators there. Maybe they're going to be expanding on their Sportsnet LA. You know, most baseball teams now have a radio division. Some people are going to be doing radio,
right.
And then some have TV, and the TV is usually a 24-hour-a-day channel in most markets now on cable systems and satellites. So maybe they're going to be adding programming.
Well, the more the merrier, because you want to take that Dodger signal and push it as far as you can into the Hispanic community. And that could be
South Angeles.
That's South America.
That's true.
Panama. That's Central America.
And the Dodgers are still looking early on now. This is just going into spring training. They're looking. They think they're the strongest team right now. They have the Braves, who are the world champions, but because they got so many people that they haven't signed yet and so many people still not signed up from their roster, that they're like number five as far as power, the power numbers.
Power ratings. I don't know how they do that.
I don't either, but they talk about them, so I thought I'd throw it out and act like I know what I'm saying.
Power ratings.
You're number one on the CRN power rating list, by the way.
Well, I'm most likely to go yard.
Go yard? That's a good one. That's really good, Fred. That's good.
With the
lingo like that, you could get another broadcast. Maybe it's time for you to go back into broadcasting. You did color commentating for, a year or two with CBS?
Yes. It was a season, 1981 season.
Yeah, and you were good at that. And then, maybe get back in there and make some comments. You're a little saltier these days or something. You might get
I was watching towards the end of the year. I was watching some games. With some friends.
Nice shirt, by the way. I like this black shirt. It's good. Nice material.
What?
Your shirt, nice material. I'm just commenting on TV for those that are watching us.
It's a jacket, not a shirt.
Oh, that's a jacket? You got something underneath there? Oh, I see. Yeah, you got that. Oh, that blue. Yeah, there you go. Nice. Really, you could go out to dinner at Chasen's tonight with an outfit like that if they were still open.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, you were saying. So anyway,
Well, I don't know. What was I saying?
Color commentating. You're talking about you doing that for a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not.
That's it? That was the comment? My jacket comment was better. So anyway, let's get into... there's a lot of signings that are going crazy here now. And it's like you mentioned Freddie Freeman, the Yankees. Boston's interested
we were talking
now.
About, yeah,
Freddie few people
Freeman.
Are interested in that. And so, where will he line up? Where will he end? They said the Dodgers looked like they had the inside track. And then did they? Did they not? What's going on? And so that's first base. And then you were making a comment here before the break saying, like, if you don't have the person in your organization, maybe you bring somebody in. Dodgers have a pretty strong organization. You don't think they can dig a first baseman out of there?
No, I don't think they can. I don't think they have one on the shelf.
What about Bellinger? What if his bat comes back and they throw him at first base?
Well, look, here's the issue.
Yeah.
You have a set lineup. You want to be able to get the maximum out of those people who go out to play first base, second base, left field, right field every day.
Right.
Right? And then they get a break when they get tired.
Right.
Yeah, which is, if you're a baseball player nowadays, it's every two innings you get tired. You got to take a blow. So what you have to get, you don't want to have to start mixing up your lineup to get the same effect as you would with a set lineup of people who can hit.
Right.
So if you've got a third base, shortstop, second, and first base, and catcher, the Dodgers have those positions filled with pretty damn good hitters.
Yes, they do.
Outfield.
That's the good power ranking.
Yeah, outfield. Pollock. And
Bellinger.
And our guy out there.
Yeah.
All those guys can hit. But now they need backup. They need depth. But you... That relies on if you don't sign the first baseman,
right?
Then what you're doing is you're now looking at constantly turning your team over, your offensive game plan, to rotating people in on a yearly basis.
And you don't like that.
I don't like it. I never did like it. I don't like it when people say, "Oh, my ankle hurts. I'm going to take a week off." Managers want to know, just like anybody else, when you come to the ballpark, here's my lineup card. I'm going to stick it up there, and let's start hitting baseballs into the parking lot, if you can't score runs with a set lineup, you're forced to go to a shuffled lineup, and most teams don't want to have to mix and match like that. And the Dodgers, if they don't get the first base squared away, you've had five different people play first base for the Dodgers.
That's true.
And admittedly, they were so deep and so good when the World Series year, that it's interesting to see how they're going to patch up all of this stuff with people playing part time at three different positions.
You got left and right. So you look at the outfield, as you mentioned. They got AJ Pollock out there. They got Cody Bellinger. They got Mookie Betts. But they're going to probably platoon a little bit, not with Mookie, but they've got Chris Taylor can go out there and play in the outfield. Matt Beatty is available to play out there in the outfield. They still got Zach McKinstry there. They got Luke Raley. They got a few things.
You don't want to consider these guys.
Not those guys, but the ones I said earlier. Yes,
But Zach McKinstry and with
bench.
There's about five other guys. Rex. There's about five other guys on the team there that, I don't want to see unless there's an absolute necessity for it. That's why they call them depth off the bench.
That's true.
Leave them there and let the starters play. And I'm not. Too excited to see yet three more players come from Oklahoma City to fill in for the Dodgers and go 0-17.
But they do have a pretty good core in the infield, for example. They've got Gavin Lux. They got Max Muncy. They got Edwin Rios should be back. Trey Turner they still have. Justin Turner. So they got a pretty good core there. Catching, they got still Austin Barnes and Smith. Pitching, they're still showing Trevor Bauer on the list. You think they're going to go to him?
No,
you think that's not going to happen?
No,
I'm lobbying for him to be on.
Well, I want him to start opening day.
Exactly. Bring him on.
Come on.
Get him out there. That arm is rested, for gosh sakes. He hasn't pitched at all in a year.
He's done a lot of things, but he hasn't pitched.
That's very true. So we'll take a little break here. Come back to more. We got about 30 seconds here. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Give us some chat a little bit there on Facebook Live. We'll have more straight ahead. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you all here with us on the big broadcast.
Hey, we're very glad to be with you folks. Summer's coming, and that means baseball.
Yeah, I got baseball coming back. We got our chat room is getting a little hot here, so let's get some comments for you, Fred Dreyer. Bruce says, hi, guys.
Hi.
This show makes my week. Bruce, you make our week for making good comments
like that. Thank you
very
much. Thank you.
Nikki says, happy Wednesday from Nebraska. Kathy saying, happy Wednesday from Lawnsdale. And
Lawnsdale.
Take it easy, Fred. Take it easy.
My hometown.
I got it, man.
My hometown.
Used to be Lawnsdale. Bernard says, hello, Mike and Fred from Ottawa. And here's his question for you. He says, Fred, how will Von Miller going to Buffalo change the Rams' defense next season? That's
what?
A good question.
What?
How will Von Miller going to Buffalo change the Rams' defense next season? Von Miller will be gone. So how will
is he gone?
Apparently he is. We got the word from our audience out there. Things are happening.
Well, he's on the downside of a great career.
Right.
And I don't see he wasn't with the Rams long enough last year. I guess he came in at the halfway mark.
Yeah,
of course he helped.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to miss him to that degree.
All right, good comment over there. We got another comment here. This comes from the new married neighbor Paul. Remember, Paul used to be your neighbor. Now he's married to Miss Vicky, and everything has changed.
He's out there in Sandstorm, California.
No, he's in Palm Springs. You make fun of Lawnsdale. He's in Palm Springs, where it's a little warm. Palm Springs. Yes, that's what he is over there. For the first 6 years of his career. Can I read this to you, Fred?
Well, I don't know.
Is it okay? Okay. For the first 6 years of his career, Jaime Harreen wasn't allowed to travel with the team. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but Paul claims it is. For the first 6 years of his career, he would recreate the game. Paul's having trouble with words here. He would recreate the game from listening to an English language broadcast. Now, this is another one of those situations where neighbor Paul tries to make problems. Jaime Harreen worked at a station, KWKW. He was the announcer at that station. He was talked into doing the Dodger game. He didn't want to do it. Fred Beaton, Generalissimo Federico Beaton, talked him into doing the game. So at the beginning of the time, you know, the Hispanic broadcast was not as big as it is now, neighbor Paul, and you should know that. You should know that, and now it's huge. So I'm sure they had him do the local games when he was here, and then on the road, he would hear the English language games and recreate into Spanish, even tougher than the job he has now. Fred, your thoughts?
I don't have much thoughts about that.
Well, it's correct. I've got the radio history books right here, all the information there.
Well, then you have it.
And neighbor Paul trying to make
problems. I don't know what's wrong with neighbor Paul. Ever since he went out to the Sandstorm area. He's in Sandstorm, California.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's really something else. If you have a comment, please get it into us. Otherwise, neighbor Paul will be sending some more in there. Get it to us at in our chat room on Facebook Live.
That's a sinkhole, boy. You send a letter into there.
Yeah, and they can email you. And you've got a box full again this week of emails that we need to
look at it.
Get it over to you there a little bit so people can actually take a peek at this thing and put that essential water bottle up because you and I are trying to get him to sponsor the show. Get that other mic stand out of the way there. Now here he comes. Everything gets thrown behind my back. They do things here behind my back. Look at this. Look at that. Let me get out of the way here so you can see. Look at that.
I'm trying to show people.
Hold on a second here. Let me show you there. See?
There you go.
How about that? That's an awful lot of mail that this man has to go to just about every week here on the show.
And here's what I do.
What do you do? Get it closer to the microphone there. There you go.
I have the window open on the car, on the Chrysler 300, and the window's down, and I'm as I'm driving back to the plush home in Bel Air, I take a card and then I tear it open with my teeth.
Yeah.
And I scribble a reply to it. And
you're then amazing.
And then I throw it back in here. So
that's amazing.
This is quite a juggernaut of mail. And I got to tell you, I do a pretty good job holding this up like this.
You really do.
Nobody can see me inside the car, by the way.
And I might add, it's a big box, as you can see there.
It's a huge box.
It's very heavy.
Look,
you have to have people help you carry it to your car.
I have two people, one on each.
You do. Yeah. Carry that out there. That's a difficult thing.
Thank
so
you.
There you go.
Thank
just
you
to show
so
you,
thank you.
A lot of mail here. Maybe that'll stir some people up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul, for your questions about Jaime Jarrín, who's the Hall of Fame a Spanish broadcaster for the Dodgers. Now, we got Norma. This is a new person, I believe. Norma says, hi, guys. She's a Steelers fan. She's obviously new to the show. This is good.
Yeah.
And Fred's got a warm spot in his heart because he played the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Don't speak for me about that subject.
I'm a Steelers fan. Who do you think Tomlin should pick in the draft? There you go.
I have no idea.
It's a legit question.
How about a quarterback?
There you go. That's legit. That's a good.
I have no idea. I couldn't name a college prospect.
Yeah, Big Ben is retiring.
Big
right?
Ben
he hasn't
is
come back
long
yet.
Gone. He's gone.
Tom Brady's back. Maybe Big
no,
Ben takes a
no,
look and goes,
no.
"I don't like retirement."
If somebody were to say to the owner
yes.
that Big Ben's coming back like
yeah.
like Brady,
yeah.
they would send the militia out to lock the gates.
Come on, that's not necessarily true.
That is true.
Ben's got one more season. You can squeeze it
no,
out of him.
No, he doesn't.
And the fans love him.
I'm sure they do. Yes, they just don't want him to play quarterback for the Steelers.
I think they should try to get Dreyer here, number 89, out of retirement.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do?
Let me just see how.
Not only is that preposterous, but tell me how that would
preposterous.
Work. How that would work.
You are in better shape than a lot of people, including maybe myself, and I work out daily. You're using
yourself as an analogy to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stand up and give us an about.
I'm not standing up here. You've got the big, tall seat over there. You're in good shape.
This
body has been working out, and I mentally prepare for the show. I watch a lot of TV shows, so I know what's going on the TV dial.
Yeah, you sure do.
That's right. I eat my salmon a few days a week and have steaks the rest of the day.
You don't go to bed until you see 8 rounds of Jack Benny.
Jack Benny's show. And it was good last night, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, it was Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah.
And Jack was amazed because Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Sternert actually walked out of the house. And they were there talking to him. And Jack could not believe that they were really people.
Yeah, they are.
He thought
short.
They were dummies.
They were short, but they were real people. And by the way, that show still hasn't been. There isn't anybody in Hollywood like Jack Benny.
You know, you mentioned to me, and we digress here for a second, that this is the show. Yeah, Johnny Carson studied Jack, got his takes. You know what else Johnny got? You know how Johnny used to do the monologue and go, and always fool with his tie? Jack Benny does the same thing all the time, always fooling around with a little bit there when he's on stage looking kind of natural.
And both were Johnny Carson and Jack Benny were clothes horses.
They love clothes.
They love clothes. And Jack looked great. He was tall.
He always looked good.
Thin. Looked like he was tall anyway.
He looked good.
He was probably about 5'10", maybe.
I'm a little taller, but I try to get that same look in when I dress the same way. Now, let's get back to the notes here. We got Nikki appreciates you looking and taking the time with the fan mail. You see, and also
see that pays off.
Kathy says you need a personal assistant. Listen, let me tell you something, Kathy. Then I go behind the scenes here at CRN. Personal assistant. This guy uses everybody on the staff at CRN for anything. If there's Halloween candy, he's got someone pouring the Halloween candy
that's
out
right.
there.
That's right.
If there's
that's
travel
right.
arrangements to be made, he's that's there right. in the travel officer's human resources department.
Yes.
You know, if his TV needs fixing, one of us is over there at the house. You make good use of the staff here.
You
well, probably
you know,
need some, a personal assistant.
Well, I probably do. If where should that come from?
I don't know. Go to human resources. Hang out of there. Go see what you can find out there. All right, what else we got? Nikki is sending you little love hearts over there. And we got James who says, hi, guys. Thoughts? Here we go. This is what's going to be our next topic anyway, James. Thanks for bringing it up. Hey, guys, thoughts on Tom Brady coming out of retirement? Fred, do you?
Good for him. He doesn't have to get nagged every week now.
That's it?
That's it. Believe me, it comes down to a couple of things. Would I rather be throwing footballs from 7 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, 7 days a week, or would I want to be sitting here listening to Giselle drone on about how the kids have just been so trying for me?
Well, he had about, 3 months to enjoy that retirement life, and boy, did he come back fast, didn't he?
Oh, he got a look at that deal, and that was it.
Come on.
He did.
Now, he's changed some things maybe on Tampa Bay. They're kind of one of the favorites for the Super Bowl again, and he has some must-haves. He wants to make sure that, Gronk is back. Gronkowski. And then there's the talk that maybe, the agent's been working on this, that this guy, Ryan Jensen from the Bucks, or rather Ryan Jensen would maybe join the Bucks. And the agent there, Mike McCarthy, is working on that. Get to that. He's, to see what would happen if he comes back there.
Who's that?
This guy, Ryan Jensen.
What is he?
He's a free agent center, Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Get him to sign up.
Yeah,
he's
a top three center.
Yeah, get him back there a little bit. Yeah. So anyway, that's a couple of things there. But it's kind of interesting. But, if Big Ben wants to come back to the don't just shake your head.
They don't want him.
He brought him into the playoffs at the end of the season.
You could have brought him into the playoffs.
No, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that.
You don't want Big Ben on your team next year. You want a whole new sack of wheat. A whole new sack of wheat inside that locker room and also in the huddle. And you want someone that you know will get the ball, deliver the mail to Abilene, as they say.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. Email freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston, or Charlotte, or wherever I am this week.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples store has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And this week at Staples, you can save up to $230 on select PCs. Explore what's new for your business at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/19. Limit 2, in-store only.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Bodette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
In the sports lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You know, we were talking a little bit about broadcasters. The Dodgers have added a bunch of guys in to help them in the broadcast booth. And there's a big national change that we should talk about, and that's Troy Aikman and Joe Buck have become now ESPN's Monday Night Football broadcast team. What do you think about that? They're moving from Fox to ESPN for Monday Night Football.
I think it's a good move. I was tired of this last group, the three totem poles that said nothing. And you had the one guy there that was just filibustering the whole evening. I was tired of listening to that guy.
Is this going to be a good match, like the old Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and Don Meredith grouping?
It'll be kept breezy, which I think is always good.
Yeah.
You know, but you want to tell people why. And I don't think Troy Aikman does a good enough job of saying, here it is specifically, using the telestrator and saying, here is what we talked about before the game. This is the reason I think Cleveland's going to win the game, or whatever he might say, and show it. Tell people and educate them. If he does that, they're good.
Yeah, I think, and maybe he'll do that a little bit in there. That'll be a good move. It'll kind of mix things
we'll
up somewhat.
I don't know.
The Las Vegas sports book say that there's unexpected big bets on Tampa Bay, the Bucs, to win the Super Bowl. This was even ahead of the Tom Brady announcement. So they're going to go nuts now on this thing, don't you think?
Well, if I'm Aikman, I wear a tuxedo every Monday night.
You do?
Yep.
You're going to look good. All right. Now let's get into the old mailbag if we can a little bit here. Are you ready to do some of that for someone?
All right.
So, you know, we had daylight saving times on Sunday, and so then it becomes sleep week the week after. They actually have National Get Enough Sleep Week. And I know I've called you a couple of times at home. You've been a little groggy, it seems, at times. Have you been napping here and there? Does the daylight savings time wear on you a little bit, Fred?
Yes, it does, and I take advantage of it. And
what do?
I sleep.
Nap time, is that what you do? Nap?
Well, yeah, I right around 2 o'clock. I think that's the natural movement of the body clock. That right around 2 o'clock, 1 to 2, somewhere's in there, it's natural siesta time.
Now, would you, if they want to keep one time zone, would you keep standard time or keep daylight saving time year round?
Oh, I'd keep daylight savings time.
You and me both. I like the sun more in the evening hours, right?
I mean, I don't know what the reason was. The reason I think I was told this is it's the schools wanted it to be sunnier, lighter, earlier.
Yeah.
And so as the year went on, the sun would stay up longer, and
Mr. Sun.
And it would poke its head up, Mr. Sun.
Mr. Sun would go
up. Mr. Sun would come out and
warm everybody,
the kids would walk to school, and nowadays they walk to school in a hail of bullets.
Getting a little light there coming in. So here's the deal. Pam sends this in to us, and she says the Monday, this is true now, the Monday after daylight savings time is known as National Napping Day because we lost an hour. You sprung ahead. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden it jumps to 3 o'clock in the morning. So she went and found some photos of you, Fred Dreyer, and if I have my... my deal here, we'll take a look at some of these for you, and we'll post these if you can't drive in your car and you're listening just on the radio. We'll post these for you at our Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer website. Now, here's a picture of you with a shirt unbuttoned, and then kind of a apparently you don't shave the chest.
Well, I had a pair of tweezers that I was and a magnifying glass, and I was plucking out the chest hairs, and I fell asleep.
He dozed off. So Fred is sitting there in kind of a light blue, kind of a baby light blue shirt on, unbuttoned, and you kind of using the left hand to prop up the old
That's pretty much what that looks like, yeah.
It prompts up the old numbskull there. Get things yeah. going there.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a pretty good look for you. I think that's a good one. Anyways, you're dozing off a little bit. Then let's see what else we got here. That was now you go to this shot here, and you can describe this to our fans. It looks like you are on maybe a stakeout here with McCall, and you're kind of like looks like you dozed off, and McCall is looking at you like, "Hey, pal, we're on a stakeout together. What happened in this shot?"
Well, I told her that I usually carry large bills. And she waited till I went to sleep.
So she's going to look at the wallet?
Yes, that's what's happening. That's
a good shot. So there's a picture. Fred's in the passenger seat with his head. Now he's not using his arm. It's just propped against the side of the window. The window looks like it's rolled down. And McCall is in the driver's seat. She's kind of crunched down in there, but you can't believe you've dozed off.
Well, the door lock right there was the key and the tip off to this picture.
The door lock?
The door lock, yeah. Because when I would my head would roll to the right. That lock would go into my ear and wake me up.
That's a tough one. That's a very sharp looking door lock.
Oh no, it's rounded off. That's why I like those Fords.
Yes. you buy them for the door lock?
Yeah,
that's pretty good. All right, so we got that picture there. Now let's take a look and see else for National Napping Day here with you, Fred. Here you go. Now, oh boy, and this one here, it looks like McCall has dozed off, and you're just starting to lose it. This time you're in the driver's seat. McCall is looking pretty comfortable there. It looks like she's still strapped in with the seatbelt.
Well, it's a good thing you showed this because this...
Why is it a good thing
it's
that
a good
I showed
thing
this?
You showed this because this is the proof that... I would hum her to sleep.
Is this true? You're humming?
I'm humming right there. You don't know it. And she nodded off.
Fred has his fingers to... Looks like you got a kazoo. Was that where you play a little kazoo there?
It was a comb.
Oh, it was a comb?
It was a comb.
Okay, so you're playing the comb,
yeah.
And apparently McCall is either just really ticked off and closing her eyes, or she's dozed off.
Well, she's literally trying to wish me to disappear.
That's
what that was.
Okay, so that's another go. These are great pictures here, by the way. Thanks for sharing for National Napping Day.
Thanks
this is
for
the part, high point of our show here right now. Yeah. Now, here's a shot of you. It looks like now you've been reading the paper, maybe the sports section, the new announcers coming to the Dodgers, and you got really involved in it. And now you've got like your left hand, and this time it's a full kind of like open hand where you're using your fingers to actually not only hold your head up but poke yourself in your left eye while you doze off on it. Looks like my easy chair maybe at my house.
Well, I'm glad you asked me this because because I was thinking about bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah, if you show the picture up there.
Yeah,
show the picture.
You're thinking about bowling?
I was thinking about bowling and thinking about
bowling.
Starting to bowl with my left hand.
So you were in the bowling hand position?
So I was in the bowling hand position
using your head?
And I was transcendental meditating. I was rolling strikes here in my dream.
So that eye is actually a hole in the bowling ball and you're using...
Yes. I have five holes in my bowling ball, not just two or three.
That's very nice. And then I believe we have a final shot here. These are all really good pictures here. We have this one.
Oh
my gosh. This one here is a batacle view with your legs and sort of your batacle muscle there.
Hey.
Where you're on a couch. Is this at the Fred Dreyer estate?
No, I don't recognize this.
Fred is laying on a gray couch. There appears to be a pillow holding his neck up. Again, it looks like he's been reading the newspaper about the Dodger announcers. He's in shorts, and we got a full leg shot there, and... part of the, I hope we can show that picture on television.
I don't know what that is.
It's your butt sitting right there, kind of.
Well, everybody's got one, and
those are the Magnum PI cutoffs. It looks like those were fashionable back in the '70s.
Yeah, those were the GI Joe Dune buggy bombers. I called them
GI Joe Dune buggy bombers.
Dune buggy bombers.
That's them right there.
Dune
buggy bombers.
I'm not asleep in this. I'm glad you showed me this.
Looks like you're snoring.
I'm glad you showed me this because I'm in the middle of singing a Allman Brothers song.
Is that? Yeah. So you're playing the Allman Brothers to get you to relax?
I'm singing it, and he caught me. Whoever took these photographs, it's kind of peculiar why someone would want to film me in my shorts.
Really?
But I'm actually wide awake, and I'm in the middle of hitting a high note.
I could have gone all day without that shot, I'm telling you right now.
Well,
some good stuff. Really nice. Thank you, Pam. That's very good. Now we have some other comments here. If we can add these in there. We've got Scott who says, hi, Fred. Scott from 159th Street in Lawndale, or Lonsdale, as I like to call it.
Yeah, Lonsdale.
And he says, from 51 through 57, he lived there. He retired from the CHP 20 years ago, and this finds you happy and healthy. I sold you that CHP commemorative pistol. Hope you are well. You still have the...
Hey, was that a 10 millimeter?
I don't know.
If it's a CHP commemorative,
yes.
there were 10 millimeter semi-automatics.
They were?
So I don't know. I was presented one. It was an engraved one.
Well, Scott says.
So maybe that was the one.
He said he was in Lawndale. He retired from the CHP, and he sold you that CHP commemorative pistol. Hope you are well. Take care, Scott. So, Scott, he's listening to the show here today. That's pretty good.
Yeah, very much so. Thanks, yeah. Scott.
That's very nice over there. Now, we got Charles Bennett Jr. says, back in the 80s, you were filming the TV show Hunter.
Yes.
I always liked the way you and Stephanie Kramer worked out the disagreements in the unsolved cases. Did you guys get along in real life, and do you still keep in touch?
Well, see, the photographs, it's interesting that you should ask me this question.
Yeah.
Because this right here.
Yeah, the photographs.
These are from the show.
Yeah.
At least three
and
of
you
them.
You got along really well there.
And so... we would sit there. There's one right there, me in the front seat with my thumb in my mouth. And we would be talking about how to get the bad guy. And it always comes down to, McCall, you got to help me because I got to shoot this guy.
Yeah. And so this is what you did, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So these are really pretty good shots of you and McCall sleeping in the car.
I call them candid.
You call them candid shots?
Yep.
All right. So there you go, Charles. So, yes, they did have a good banter in the show, and they did get along in real life. And now do you still keep in touch?
And I ran into Stephanie at a card show over in Burbank, right across from the Burbank airport.
Yeah, not too bad of a dent in your car, but she didn't press charges after you ran into her.
That's right.
Okay, now we got Brian who says, Brian, love the Hunter reruns. And by the way, they're on Amazon. They're on Tubi. They're everywhere. He says, love the Hunter reruns. And he's watching this on Z Living.
Z Living.
Yeah, that's another site. Great memories of my grandmom because she loved your show. And Fred, if I can mention this.
Yes.
You always have been number one with grandmas.
Yes.
Just thought I'd bring that up.
Is that something that you...
No, I mean, the grandmas love your show. They think they found you...
How old a grandma? How old are grandma?
I don't know. It's okay for us now these days, I'll tell you. Grandma, see you come to her house, and she sees you sleeping on the couch in your...
No, she comes to you. I'm sleeping right there. She'd come out with a broom and start whacking me.
It's true. Now, we got Eric who says... here we go. This is the two safeties in one game, a record that will never, he says, be broken. You and Youngblood were my boys growing up as a Rams fan. Fred, did you celebrate big time after that game?
Yeah, we just started chugging a tequila. And...
Did you really? But did you celebrate at all? I mean, that was a big deal. Come on.
What do I celebrate? What's a celebration?
I don't know.
Going to dinner, maybe?
Yeah, did you go?
I went to dinner. I was.
Did you go over to the ramp?
I was go to the dinner. No. I go over to the Trojan Barrel.
Where's that?
That's over at right near USC.
Oh, the Trojan Barrel.
Trojan Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over there, had beer, and laughed it up, and decided. Hit the freeway.
We have to give us the whole story. We'll be back with more.
That's what I'm doing.
Stay with us here on CRN.
It was dangerous there for a while.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legends. Two safeties in one game. Two safeties in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks, a record that will never be broken. In the news, Baker Mayfield, you know, he's the Browns quarterback, and he penned a message to his city amid rumors that the team was pursuing Houston Texans signal caller Deshaun Watson. You know, Houston says if you want to talk to Deshaun Watson, you have to notify us that you're going to talk to him, and apparently Cleveland was interested in talking to him. But, hey, Baker Mayfield had a pretty good year this year with the Cleveland Browns, don't you think?
I don't know how good that was. I don't know if it was good enough to save him in the opinions of the coaches in the franchise.
You think?
Yeah, he's been around long enough. He's going into his, what, fourth, fifth year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so, yeah, I think
yeah. So.
Yeah, so
this next year's coming up is going to be his fifth one.
Yeah, so.
But he hasn't done anything to, that franchise, if it's going to rise to the level of the other five teams in the National Football League, they're going to have to come up with a real good quarterback like Watson.
Yeah.
And or you know, I think they're even thinking about trading temporarily for Garoppolo. I don't know.
Interesting.
So one way or another, you know, Baker's looking for a job.
All right, people saying they always enjoy your photos. And Kathy says the Trojan Barrel is at 37th and Figueroa, closed in June of 1999. Apparently
that's true.
Shut down there on us a little bit.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to us. All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, for God's sakes, follow Fred on Twitter. Fred, F-R-E-D underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Follow him on facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer and definitely email him, freddryer@crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. We're here every week at this time. Going to 5 days very soon. We're seriously getting things ready to go for that. We'll keep you posted. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dryer.
Well, now that the sun is going to be out more and we won't be sleeping so much, we're going to be looking forward to going to 5 days, and that means we'll be talking with you a whole bunch.
Get ready for that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us in the Sports Lounge.
Bye-bye.